if a close family member, such as say our father, commits suicide because not adequately taken care of, and then we also feel guilty about it, not able to move ahead with it, what can we do? Suicide is an extremely traumatizing event. It is, in fact, there is I was recently talking with some people in the US Army who had now come for practicing yoga and everything. So there is something called the survivor's guilt. That means if you are in a close encounter and your colleague dies and you survive, so you feel guilty that maybe I could have done something by which I could he could have been saved, or why did I live and he die? So maybe I could have done something to save him. So that kind of survivor's guilt is a serious problem, and a similar problem comes up even in the case of suicide, where people around the one who has committed suicide constantly give feeling, could I have done something to prevent that? And then we start replaying all that we have done. Maybe at this point I could have done this, maybe at that point I could have done that. So there are broadly three things in which you could divide this. First is that what we as souls can do now, what they as souls have done at that time, and what we as souls can do for them now. One is we can do for ourselves, do for them, and what they have done. So certainly if somebody is ending their lives, they must be in great pain, and the pain becomes so unbearable that they choose that option. But we also know that there are others who may go through similar or greater pain and may not do the same thing. So it can seem a little hard-hearted, but if we want to move forward in our lives, we need to know that we can't own others' problems. It's not that we don't care, but a part of caring is helping others to deal with their problems, not dealing with their problems on their behalf. Because everybody is a soul with free will. Even Krishna doesn't take away our free will. Krishna doesn't control us. So if somebody has made a particular choice, and for whatever reason, we don't want to be hard-hearted, but each soul will choose its own trajectory based on the choices that it makes. And the Bhagavatam says, Ekastu, all of us are alone in our journey. So we can't change that foundational reality. Now, what has been done has been done. It's deeply regrettable, it's horrifying. But in this life, at the physical level, there is not much you can do for that person. After that, some choices are revocable, some are irrevocable. So this is an irrevocable choice. So now, there are two aspects. Although we are not connected at the physical level, we all are connected to the spiritual level. And that means that if we pray to Krishna, if we pray for the departed soul, then Krishna is present in our heart, Krishna is present in their hearts, and that connection is by something by which they can be benefited wherever they are. So if we can find out, if we can do some tangible devotional service and dedicate it to them, so that way we can even address what they, we may feel that, oh, I didn't do this for them at that time. Okay, now I'll take this time and do something for them. So you could do something like that, by which at a spiritual level you are doing for them what you may not have been able to do at a physical level. But along with that, you have to so that is what you can do for them. Now what you can do for yourself, that means that just as there are physical wounds, there are emotional wounds, and emotional wounds also need their time for healing. Say if somebody gets a fracture, then initially when they have that fracture, they need to keep the hand in a cast, by which they don't get worsen the condition. So basically stop the movement of the hand initially, and eventually they have to begin the movement of the hand again. It's only when they resume that movement that they will be able to move forward. And it may be annoying and painful initially when you keep the hand motionless, and it can be annoying and painful when you eventually move the hand also. But either way, that's what you need to do. So when you have an emotional wound, the first thing is that you have to see what phase helps the best. That means sometimes you just may have to move out of that scene and get a change of air and stop thinking about that situation, or at least stop being exposed to the stimuli that make us think about that situation. And that way, give ourselves an opportunity for healing. Then, if those kind of thoughts are coming, memories are coming repeatedly, then another thing that can be done conceivably is that you try to find out if there is a way to process those emotions. That means you could write some things down, maybe. You know, that say if certain thought patterns keep coming again and again, if only I could have done this, if only I would have done this, if only I had done this, then write it down and treat the source of those repeated emotions to be like a child, and you become the counselor of that child. That means you write down that concern, oh, only if I could have spoken this, if only I had done this at this time. Okay, but then after that, you write it down and vent it out, and once you have vented it out in some journal or something like that, then after a day or two, look at it and say, if you had a friend who was going through a similar situation, whose loved one had done something like this, so how would you advise that person? What would you suggest to do for that? So that way, now you wouldn't just tell them just get over it. It wouldn't be that simple. But you would also not appreciate their wallowing in the past constantly. So you would try to gently but firmly encourage them. So you might how they can address it. You might give them some pointers, and that way take things forward. So you can do the same with in this situation also. And maybe if you want a sense of closure, maybe you write something like a letter to the deceased person, expressing your appreciation for them in your life for what they did, and then expressing everybody needs a sense of closure. So on my website, The Spiritual Scientist, there is an answer about how a person who is about to die, you know, how we can help them get a sense of closure by giving them by giving them appreciation. So basically, we can, you know, what they have done for us in our lives, how we appreciate them in their life, how we appreciate them, how much we, what basically ways in which we can appreciate their value and we can help them to move forward. So if you have this, you do the same thing. Now he's not there with you, but mean if you feel very much troubled by it, you can do it. And then you can also help. So basically, so sixfold exchanges could be that we can express how much we love them, and then we can express our thankfulness or appreciation for how they loved us. And then we can seek forgiveness from them if we have offended them anyway. And then depending on the relationship, it is if appropriate, we can offer our forgiveness to them. Then we can convey to them that we will miss them, that their departure has created a hole in our life, and it is not that that hole will just be automatically filled. It is somebody who is important in our life, they will have a constant place in our heart. But as we move forward in life, other aspects of our life, we will learn to live with that. Like somebody gets permanently scarred, initially they are very scar conscious. It's not after that the scar disappears. The scar may still be there, but they don't remain that conscious of the scar. So like that we don't want to use it in a negative sense, but that we value them and we miss them. And if they had any unfulfilled desires, if they had some they had some anxieties, if they had some issues which they were worried about, then we can offer them assurance that we will take care of those responsibilities for them. So that they get a sense of, closure, and by that sense of closure they can move on. Because if the sense of closure is not there, they may keep hovering around, feeling that, oh, this issue has not been addressed, how will it be addressed, what can be done about it. So if you do these things to a significant way, we'll find that the negativity and the anxiety will go down, and overall you find that in due course the healing will take place. Thank you.